I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So there is something that has been going around TikTok that is supposedly the explanation for why people, mostly women, are experiencing puffy faces. And this is something that I think, Katie, you've been struggling with for as long as I've known you, possibly, or at least the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
So much so that we've purchased a jade roller. We have
a gua sha.
We have
a small one, a big one.
Right. We have moved on from jade. Now we have some other sort of gemstone roller.
No, it's the gua sha, which is metal.
Metal. Okay.
Put that in the freezer.
Right.
I mean, we are doing our lymphatic drainage. We are watching videos online on how to do it.
And Katie's talking about how she just doesn't feel right and she doesn't feel good and just a lot of sleep problems and stuff. And I just threw a word out there one day and I said, cortisol.
Okay.
Do with that what you will. And she said,
maybe it's your cortisol level.
Right. And then Katie said, shut up.
Right.
What do you know?
What do you know?
And I said, what do I know? I don't know. Turns out I know an awful lot. This is Dr. Darian Sutton. He is the official medical doctor for ABC News, and he just weighed in on this.
Recently, cortisol has become a really popular topic to discuss because many beauty enthusiasts and content creators are pointing to cortisol as a reason why our faces might be puffy one day and not puffy the next, naming it cortisol face. First, cortisol is a naturally occurring hormone, and it helps us with a lot of different functions, our blood pressure, our blood sugar, when we wake up, when we go to sleep, and even how we manage nutrients like fats, carbs, and proteins. And it also helps us in times of stress.
Gavin was right.
So what do I do, doctor?
Well, right. I'm glad you asked. I don't think you're really going to like the answer.
I hope it's not drink more water.
No, not really.
So how much sleep we're getting. Now, unfortunately, there's no easy way to manage or correct cortisol. And I'd caution you to save your money if someone's trying to sell you a product that quickly fixes it. The best ways to keep your cortisol stable is to go back to the basic ways of living healthy. Getting good quality sleep, making sure that you're having a well-balanced diet and limiting added sugar, also getting daily movement, and even practicing mindfulness or meditation to help control your stress.
I guess that's just the answer to everything. Don't eat garbage. Sleep more. Don't be stressed out.
And
exercise.
Let's not forget exercise, too.
Oh, God. I guess that's just a cure-all, huh?
Damn it. We were looking for a magic pill.
Right. I wasn't looking for a magic pill. I was hoping if... I mean, that would have been
I was
nice.
Hoping if I took this funny-named metal piece and rubbed it all over.
Oh, I have to tell you, as long as I gua sha every day, my face, my puffiness, to me, is reduced. But here's the thing. I remember when I was at my most fit. This is when I was running half marathon after half marathon every day in the gym lifting. And that went on for a good 5 years, okay? That was the time that I was the most affected by salt ever in my life. I remember telling a doctor, like, I eat super clean all the time, but if I don't, it affects me. Like, my hands would swell up, my feet would swell up, my eyes would get all puffy. So it almost feels like if you're doing all those healthy things, then you reintroduce it into your system, you just blow back up again. Also, it seems like so much work.
It does seem like so much work. Yeah, but you know what, though? You get into a behavioral pattern, and then it becomes less work. It just becomes part of your routine.
Okay, mister, I started going to the gym regularly a year ago. I don't want to hear
it. A year ago?
I do. Regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started that during COVID.
I said a year ago.
I gained so much weight. I was doing Orange Theory when we all still had to wear masks.
Not like this. Not the way you are now.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you, okay? It seems like right now you're getting very stressed out.
Oh, God. Okay, so I gotta... Okay,
so you gotta be mindful.
Okay, I'm being mindful.
Very demure.
I'm being demure.
Okay.
Being cutesy about it.
Okay, and then...
I'm not like these other girls. I don't have high cortisol levels. Or do I want them to be high?
No, you do not want them to be high.
Okay, I want them to be low. And I'm a diva with low.
Maybe we cut out our morning miso soup that we have every day.
It's 50 calories and it fills me up.
It has a lot of salt in it.
Oh, my God. So it's fine for the Japanese?
I guess so.
Their faces are puffy.
They walk everywhere.
Yeah. And they barely sleep.
I don't know if that is accurate or not. But listen, we're here to help you, and we are supportive sisters. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
Corn sisters.
Corn sisters.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh, man. This is the most exciting moment of her day. It's all downhill after we play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Cries herself into a nap. Because she's not currently playing Are You Smarter Than Katie? These are all facts, by the way. Peter, good morning. Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Am I doing something wrong here? Peter, hello.
I love how Kevin puts up.
Oh, there you are. Where have you been? Peter. Okay, can you hear me or not?
Yep, I can hear you.
Is your name Peter?
Yes, it is.
What's going on?
Sorry.
Not as sorry as I am. All right.
Okay.
With jackpots up to $180, this is all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Incredible farm-to-fork food. And before you know it, there's going to be Garden of Eden Restaurants all around. They're practically going to pop up like Starbucks, but I can't talk about that yet. All righty, Peter, here we go. Five questions dealing with pop culture. And here we go. Katie's outside. Question one, Taylor Swift is still dating Kansas City Chiefs all-star Travis Kelce, but is she starting to piss off the rest of the team? QB Patrick Mahomes was interviewed and said that Taylor has been drafting up plays for the team, and they may have even added one. Oh, my God. Which is a real football play? A mountain climb, a suspender pull, or a bootleg?
I would say bootleg.
All righty. Question two. Hip-hop legend Fat Man Scoop passed away over the weekend at the age of 53. Even more shocking was that he died on stage during a performance in Connecticut. Oh, my God. Fat Man Scoop was featured on the hit song Lose Control by who?
The song was called Lose Control?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I will say.
What do you say? 3 seconds. All righty. And question three, NHL player Johnny Gaudreau. I think I'm saying that right. Gaudreau. He had a tragic death, and it is still being digested by the sports world and his family. He and his brother were tragically killed while riding bikes right before his brother's wedding, and the driver of the car is suspected of being drunk. He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets in what state?
Ohio?
Question four. Adele announced that after she's done with her residency in Vegas, she's out, like out, and for a long, long time. When a reporter asked if she is going to be retiring, she didn't say no. What Vegas hotel is home to her residency show?
Who was the person retiring?
Adele.
Adele. That would be...
3 seconds. Three, two.
Paris.
Say it again.
Paris.
Okay. And question five. Netflix had a live hot dog eating contest on yesterday to finally crown an ultimate winner in the war between Joey Chestnut and Takiro Kobayashi. And the winner was, Kevin, do you know?
Chester.
Yeah, not Chester. Oh. Chestnut.
Oh.
Joey Chestnut, who destroyed Kobayashi. Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs. Kobayashi only ate 66. Only ate 66 hot dogs. Oh, my God. How many total hot dogs were eaten?
Was...
3 seconds. Three. 43. Two.
143.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Peter, where are we off to this morning?
Off to Carrington College to work.
Carrington Oh, you work at Carrington College, not a student.
Nope, I'm a career service advisor.
Career service advisor, I love that. Oh, I love Carrington College, home of the fighting what?
Carrots.
Wow. Yep. Carrington College, yep. Carrots?
Yeah.
What a mouthful. Yeah. I love that.
But it's spelled with a K and it's a diamond.
Oh.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Even more.
Pretty fancy. Switch. That's how we do it over there.
That's
pretty
how they do
fancy.
It.
Fancy.
All right, Peter, stay on hold for us. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. There's a rumor going around that Taylor Swift is now drafting plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was interviewed, and he's the one who said it, and he's like, we might have even added one to
you guys, he's obviously kidding.
Who knows? Who even knows?
I know.
Which is a real football play?
Okay.
A mountain climb, a suspender pull, or a bootleg?
Ooh, I think a bootleg.
A bootleg is correct. Yep. It's where somebody pulls around the back behind the quarterback.
Yep.
If you're a linebacker like I was, you see that and you go, oh, oh, here we go.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun. Question two. Hip-hop legend Fat Man Scoop died.
Oh.
He was only 53 and he died on stage.
What?
He was at a performance in Connecticut and he died on stage. Terrible.
What?
I know. Fat Man Scoop. We're gonna play Fat Man Scoop's song coming up next because I love that song. Fat Man Scoop was featured on the hit song Lose Control by who?
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott. That is correct.
Wow, died on stage doing what he loved, I guess.
Question three, NHL player Johnny Gaudreau. I think I'm saying, God, I hope I'm saying his name right. He tragically died,
yeah.
And this is such a sad story. He was riding bikes with his brother right before his brother's wedding. And they both were hit by a car and killed. And
Were they both killed?
Yeah. And the driver suspected of being drunk as well.
Oh, my God.
He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets. What state was that?
I'm going to say Ohio.
Yeah. Blue Jackets. Question four. Adele announced that after she's done with her Vegas residency, she's done. Like, done.
With music?
For a long, long time.
Oh.
Yeah. And when a reporter asked, does that mean you're retiring? She didn't say no.
Oh, good for her.
Sorry. I feel like you didn't get enough from her. You loved her so much.
I did.
And we just didn't get it. What did we get? Three albums? Tops?
We did not get enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Vegas hotel is home to her residency show?
The Venetian.
Mm. Caesars.
Oh, Little Caesar's Palace.
That's right.
Caesars.
Look what pizza built. Question five. Netflix had a live hot dog eating contest event on yesterday. I'm sure you watched it.
Nope.
And it was to finally crown an ultimate winner in the war between Joey Chestnut and Takiro Kobayashi.
Thank
and
God.
The winner was... your personal favorite,
don't have
Joey
a favorite.
Chestnut,
okay.
who destroyed Kobayashi. You were even wearing your Joey Chestnut jersey yesterday and everything.
You think it's a number one on the back? It's just a hot dog.
Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs, and Kobayashi only ate 66, loser.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. They're both losers. Or at least their digestive system is. How many total hot dogs were eaten?
Okay. 149
is correct.
A lot of hot dogs.
Holy cow. All righty, well... let's go back and talk to Peter. Are you there?
I'm there.
Final score. You got 2, Katie got 4.
Ooh, sorry, God.
Katie
Peter.
Wins. Katie wins. But that's all right, though. Go tell the rest of the carrots that we say...
Fight on!
Fight on, and what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not as smart as Katie.
No.
Not today.
No, not today. But we're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, which means we're going to be playing for $200 tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you have not listened to the show over the last 2 months, you may not know that Katie has a broken hand, or it used to be broken. She had to have surgery to fix it. Now she's got 3 pins in her hand, and she did it on a forced family fun team building day here at Odyssey. And it was not filled with family and not fun for her. And she did it during tug of war.
Yeah.
She wrapped the rope around her hand, and the rope got tighter and tighter. Crack, crack, crack. Okay. It's been awful. It's been awful for me. I can't imagine how bad it's been for
her. It has been one of the most trying experiences I've ever had.
Not just because of the pain, but also because of the bureaucracy of now having to go through workers' comp.
Right.
And like, find other doctors and other, it's been terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What if I told you there's a story out there that is 100% true? This takes place in Colorado. And it was also a forced family fun team building exercise. Uh-huh. Okay. And it ended with somebody who was lucky to be alive.
Oh my God.
Him and his coworkers, their team building was to go to Mount Shavano and climb the summit.
What?
The summit is over 14,000 feet in the sky.
Oh my God.
But not everyone did the whole thing. Okay. So a few people hung back. So there were two groups, except for one guy who ended up doing the last leg by himself. He did make it to the top fine, but on the way back, he got lost. And everyone left, and they took all of the gear with them. They had basically left stuff along the path to guide them like breadcrumbs, but as they were leaving, they were taking it all. So the guy got lost. He made it to the top of this mountain at 11:30 a.m. Then he got turned around. So what he did was he dropped a pin and texted his coworkers. He had cell phone service.
Okay.
And they said, dude, you're going the wrong way. Very helpful. Team building.
Right.
Yeah.
So then at 3:50 p.m., he dropped another pin and he was going the right way. However, a giant storm rolled through the summit and with high winds and freezing rain, and he got disoriented, which also cut off his cell service. And his coworkers either didn't know or didn't care that he didn't make it back to the base camp.
What kind of team bonding?
Right, okay. I have so many questions.
Me too.
Okay, what do we know what where they worked?
No, it does not say what
short
kind of company.
Of REI, I know. Okay? Or like rangers.
Right.
Forest rangers. The idea that you have to hike a summit for your team building... terrible.
Too
That's
much.
That's number one.
Way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I understand there's some sort of meme somewhere about getting to the top of the mountain. I don't care.
We were put out by the one that you broke your hand at when we had to play giant Jenga.
That's so true.
Next event is ladder ball. And everybody goes, what the hell is ladder ball?
Okay. Number two. They didn't even have to hike. They didn't even get to hike a trail that was a trail.
Right, right.
They had to forge their own way. And listen, yes, I'm hearing all the team building opportunities, okay? We won't know how to get back unless we work as
there
a team.
It is.
I get it,
yeah.
Okay? But, like, they didn't even go to a place where it's like, okay, here's the trail.
Right. If you want to do something like that where the takeaway is we all have to work together or we die, it needs to be quote-unquote die,
right.
Not actually die.
Yeah.
Go to an escape room,
right.
Or something like that.
Oh,
don't actually force your employees up a mountain. You know what this screams of to me? Tech startup. That like there's some sort of bro, or they're like a bunch of pharmaceutical sales reps, like somebody that's like, you know, I go to the gym and, you know, this is my company that I built from the ground up, guys. His dad really gave him a $2 million investment and we are here and I want you to be as passionate as I am about trash bags or whatever they whatever they make.
This definitely smells of tech startup,
right?
And a lot of fleece vests,
right? Yeah, totally. Like, and then in the back, there's some poor woman who's carrying a backpack that weighs as much as she does.
Because she's HR.
Talking to her other friend who's there too, just being like, God, I wish he never got on testosterone treatment because look at us. Look at this. Last year, we all we did was have a picnic and then we went to In-N-Out.
We have 3 weeks left of money. I don't even know why we're doing this. This thing is going to fold in like 5 seconds.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What was the funniest or the weirdest excuse you ever heard for why you didn't have your homework? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Teachers, we know you listen to the show. We want to hear from you. See if you can top this story from Katie. And there is a picture to back this up. And thank God you took the picture, because if you didn't, no one would believe you.
You wouldn't believe me, and you couldn't even wrap your head around the gravity of the situation. So I had gone to the grocery store, one of the very few times that I physically go into a grocery store. And when I got home, I just put the stuff on the counter, kind of started putzing around doing other stuff. As I'm unloading the groceries, there is a bottle of shampoo and conditioner, and it's the kind that has the pump on top. And everybody's kind of doing their own thing in the house. I'm doing the groceries. Audrey was kind of up and down doing her homework. Morgan's just bebopping around. They're 10 and they're 3. I go to the bathroom, and in the time that I went to the bathroom and came back to the kitchen, and our house is not big, our 3-year-old had managed to pump as much conditioner onto her sister's homework as she possibly could. It was so much. Covered the page that was in a booklet. So now it has seeped into all of the other pictures.
My God.
What can people text if they
homework.
Want to see it? Homework. Text homework. Just give yourself a glance.
Text homework to 916-909-1065 to see how much shampoo and conditioner was pumped all over her daughter's homework.
I immediately got on that email and I was like, hey, and I included a picture.
Oh, I was going to say, you have to include the picture.
I included a picture. So because who would believe it?
No one would believe that.
Who would believe it is even that bad?
Whenever it's like a real story like that, I feel like you need to include a picture or no one's going to believe it. Somebody just texted into 916-909-1065. You know, the old trope, my dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
This person said our goats ate our homework. And then they even qualified it. Goats love paper.
Okay, that is very on brand, I have to say. We put this up on Facebook, and some of these are funny, and some of them are a little dark.
Oh, boy.
Sarah said she's not a teacher, but she's a room mom. So okay. She was in the classroom helping grade papers. This is third grade. And the kid came up and handed her his paper and said, my mom told me to tell you that this is splashed with grape juice.
Not wine.
It's wine. Emily said that her cat actually did eat her homework. Her cat.
A cat.
And she just turned it in with the parts of it nibbled up.
So we've had to do that too. Our cat didn't eat the paper. Our cat, like, makes biscuits, but only makes biscuits on paper. So if you don't know what makes biscuits, they, like, push their front hands into it, and they have claws. And she just shredded our son's homework. Shredded it. It was crazy, and we had to be like, listen, we apologize, but it was the cat.
Sorry. I mean, but thank God you had proof. Emily said that it was actually a missing permission slip, and when she asked the kid, why didn't you get this signed, he said, my dad was too high to sign the paper.
Oh, my God. What?
How are you too high to sign something?
And do you call CPS for stuff like that, or?
Well, I mean, if it's weed, it's legal, but...
But if your kid was like, my dad was too drunk to sign this, you should call somebody.
I mean, it does seem like if you're too high or drunk to sign a piece of paper, you're probably too high or drunk to be taking care. But maybe there was another person in the house that was keeping.
I guess, yeah.
Lisa said that she's not a teacher, but she had a group project in college. And there was one girl that said she couldn't help on the project because her fish was sick. And
that sounds like an excuse that would come from your house.
The last one, Kimberly said that the excuse was, we gave the dog a tattoo at my mom's birthday and it bled really bad, so we had to take it to the emergency vet.
Jesus Christ, what is with you guys?
I don't. Now, this is something that she was told.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But still, holy cow. The good news is, if you missed it, Katie's daughter's homework wasn't turned in because the 3-year-old pumped shampoo conditioner all over her sister's homework. And we got a teacher who texted in and said, I want to teach Katie's kids.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
There's a woman named Casey Neal who's trending online. She goes by Venmo Mom, or that is what the internet has crowned her. And she's made it all the way to Good Morning America, which did a story about this. And the reason why is because she is proudly leaning into being a parent disengaged from her children's school as far as physically being in the classroom. Here's the a portion of the report.
I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that.
Casey Neal embracing the idea of doing less, saying no to volunteering and coining a new phrase, Venmo Mom.
I'm like, oh, no, I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand. I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money for everyone to participate, fine. I'll Venmo money right over.
Bravo.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bravo. I'm so glad somebody's finally saying it. I'm very engaged with my kids. Okay. Like, they're basically my best friends. However, I don't want to be your room mom. I certainly don't want to be on PTA. Are you kidding? And I don't really particularly want to volunteer my time to do stuff with other people's kids. I like to volunteer my time to do stuff with my kids, but that's pretty much where it ends. You need money? You, room mom, need money? I got money. I got money for days.
I guess my response is, what if everybody felt like that?
But everybody doesn't.
But what if they did?
Well, then I guess we
then the kids would they would definitely suffer because of it.
Okay, but you could literally say that about absolutely anything. I don't live in a world where that is the case, so I don't have to worry about that.
Because we're the opposite. Our house is very involved. I have gone in and done like readings at school. My wife has been on the PTA for both the elementary school and the middle school. So like we do a lot of stuff, chaperoning field trips and whatnot. If she doesn't work, if she's a stay-at-home, straight-talking Tennessee mom, shame on her. Because you should be doing stuff for your kids' school. My philosophy was always like, I mean, I'm home by noon at the latest. You know, that was the whole thing where it's like, hey, we'd love for parents to come in and do fill in the blank. And it's like, I mean, I'm home. I'm home. I mean, what could I live right down the street from the elementary school.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, every time I've gone, for the most part, I've left with a funny story.
Well, I'm happy for you. And
what's the harm in it?
If there's not really a harm, it's just not who I am. I don't particularly want to like
be around kids.
Well, engage with all these other, it makes me sort of uncomfortable. Like there have been times like
well, that I can relate to.
Before I have done the crocheting elective. I've led the crocheting elective at my kids' school before.
What is that?
If they get all their work done every week, like on the time that they're supposed to, then they have a reward of an elective at the end of the week.
And kids can go and learn how to crochet?
And they get to choose whatever elective they want. And one of them was crocheting. So I led crochet.
And that's great. And you said you had fun doing that.
It was fine. I don't, to say I enjoy it feels like not the right word.
Because this is what I always think when I'm there. I always think this is not for me. This is for my kid, but not in the sense of like, you know, I am helping my kid. You're by proxy helping your kid because they feel cool that their parent is there that day. Do you remember that feeling?
No. My parents didn't come to things.
Okay, Kevin. And there it is.
One time when we spent the night at Sutter's Fort, my mom did volunteer for the whole time and spent the night also.
Okay.
And she had to wear like a costume just like the rest of us.
Okay, but not like the everyday-ish kind of thing. I'm going in to read. I'm going in to help. All right, there it is. Like, do you know what I'm talking about, Kevin?
I love it when my parents came, but they barely came. Like, the one time that they came, I felt so happy. It was for my performance for Blah Blah Black Sheep, and I nearly cried on stage seeing
them
in the
performance
crowd.
Blah Blah Black Sheep?
You know what I mean.
Blah Blah Black Sheep.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the name of it, because Blah Blah Black Sheep is a very different show.
Right.
All right.
And I'd love to see you perform that.
But that's still somewhat different, though, than what we're talking about. Like, when a parent goes into the classroom for a special whatever, crocheting, reading, it feels really good. Mm-hmm. So you do it.
That's
nice. You're such an active mom.
Don't stop it. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I have done it before.
Listen, not only Katie's kids' schools, any school.
No.
She would love to come in. What do you need? You need somebody just to cut paper?
I can't do it.
She loves crafts.
I broke my hand.
She'll teach him how to crochet. She'll teach him how to podcast. She'll do whatever you want. You can email her at katie@endonline.com. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.